The Works of His Hands, The Wonder of Life in the Womb, written by Wallace G. Smith, read by Chris Leonard. When a mother gently places her hands upon her growing belly, contemplating the new child developing within, she is truly touching one of the great wonders of life. The creation of new human life is indeed a miracle, and more than a miracle, it is a miracle meant to point us further to the purpose of human life itself. Consider briefly just how much occurs in our first 9 months of life. A human beginning. All human life begins at conception, begettal, when an egg cell from a woman unites with a man's sperm cell. Each minuscule component, an egg cell, is roughly the diameter of a human hair, and the microscopic sperm cell is, by volume, the smallest in the human body, carries just half of each parent's genetic material, or DNA. But these two cells unite and become one single cell. The two genetic halves come together to complete a full set of DNA and create a brand new human being. Bearing a mix of the genetic programming of both mother and father, the child now conceived will grow to resemble them both. Everything that is needed to guarantee years of hearing, "Well, you have your father's eyes," or "You have your mother's nose," is already fixed and in place from the very beginning, from your very first cell. At that moment, new life has come into being, new human life. Every human being who has ever lived, from the famous to the infamous, Leonardo da Vinci, Mohandas Gandhi, Joan of Arc, William Shakespeare, Eleanor Roosevelt, Napoleon Bonaparte, began life in this humblest of circumstances as one lone, almost microscopic cell growing in his or her mother's body. While a humble start, life as a single cell is only the beginning, as this brand new human life is about to undergo an amazing transformation in 9 short months. Even before the fertilized human egg has implanted in its mother's uterus, the cell begins dividing furiously, multiplying itself over and over, crafting the machinery that will become its complete human body. The development of that body proceeds at a breathless pace. Around 3 weeks after conception, the child is only about the size of the tip of a pin, and yet so much is already happening. The baby's organs and nervous system, the brain and spinal cord, are developing. Before the month is over, the child's heart will begin beating and carrying blood throughout a rapidly growing body with a closed circulatory system. 4 to 5 weeks in, and facial features are beginning to develop, including eyes and jaws. Future arms and legs begin to bud from the main body design. By only 5 weeks, when the child is merely the size of a shirt button, the baby's brain begins to form the creased and creviced look that is characteristic of the human cerebral cortex, so crucial to the advanced thinking of human beings. Brain waves have been detected in children after only 1 more week of this development. Over the next couple of months, though, still only reaching 3 or 4 inches in size, the child's face develops eyes, protected by closed eyelids, lips, and ears. Taste buds form, allowing the child to taste the surrounding environment, which reflects the mother's diet. The unborn baby begins yawning, feeling, and even smelling, taking in more and more information from a rapidly expanding world. The remaining time is spent with non-stop continuous development, passing one milestone after another. Organs mature, muscles strengthen, and the baby begins moving and stretching, and lungs continually breathe in fluid, in anticipation of their first breath of air. By the time the child is actually born into our world, he or she has already experienced a little more than 9 dramatic months of life in the world of the womb. The child who began life as a simple single cell has grown within a wondrous life support system designed specifically to empower rapid development and nurturing until a mere 40 weeks later, a beautiful baby is born and ready to be embraced by the loving parents, whose muffled voices the newborn has been listening to and bonding with for months. It is a beautiful process to consider, and one contemplated by virtually every married couple during the days of pregnancy. God's wonders are truly demonstrated in such things. Yet, God also uses the physical things He has designed to illustrate spiritual realities. And the picture of human reproduction depicts one of the greatest spiritual realities of all. God's reproduction of himself and his very purpose for mankind. An astounding analogy of the divine. The picture in Scripture is crystal clear. Just as a human father imparts part of his nature to his offspring through his sperm at conception, God imparts to us his own nature when we repent and are baptized by giving us his very own spirit at baptism. Acts 2, verse 38. The Apostle Peter makes this plain, explaining that we become partakers of divine nature. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. And yet, this is only the beginning. Christians are only begotten with God's Spirit at baptism. Their actual birth into the fullness of the family of God does not take place until the return of Jesus Christ and the resurrection, when they become sons of the resurrection. Luke 20, verse 36. Just as a human child has much developing and growth to do between conception and birth, so too does a child of God. A human child in the womb does not truly resemble the parents at first, and grows to do so day by day in the womb. So, too, does a child of God grow and develop in the womb of God's church, growing in grace and in knowledge, 2 Peter 3, verse 18, and through God's Spirit developing the mind of Christ, Philippians 2, verse 5. Christians learn to grow toward perfection, just as their Father in heaven is perfect, Matthew 5, verse 48. And just as babies in the womb cannot see their parents, cannot observe in their faces, form, or features the life destined for them until after being born into the world, so also do spirit-begotten Christians not see the fullness of their destiny until their birth. As the Apostle John described, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." 1 John 3, verse 2. At the revealing of Jesus Christ, the children of God enter the fullness of their destiny, transformed into the full likeness of God, with spirit bodies of power and glory forever. Read 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 through 45. An event so wonderful and glorious that all creation cries out for it, like a woman in labor crying out for her child. Romans 8, verse 19 through 23. God's creation is not wondrous only for its amazing features of design and engineering, but also for the manner in which he uses it to paint such beautiful pictures of his marvelous plan. Our almighty designer is also the almighty artist, and using the process of human reproduction, he does indeed paint a beautiful picture. In that process, he depicts the very purpose of mankind, and allows us to see in the eyes of every newborn child a reflection of our eternal destiny in the very family of God. Please request your free booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny. You can order it from the tomorrowsworld.org website or by contacting the regional office nearest you. All of our material is absolutely free of charge, and all of our booklets are available on audio CD upon your special request.